This is a Wait Don't Do It podcast with your girl Nunu Paris and Raffy. Make sure to join us monthly at El Rey for Reggaeton Brunch. You can follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC for more details. We'll see you there, baby sotas. Mwah.
Wait, don't do it, and you already knew it. It's Raffy and Nunu, and you know what to do. It's wait, don't do it. It's wait, don't do it.
You better keep that. That was actually pretty cute.
Oh my God, everyone! Wow,
you know, we're doing weekly uploads. We're doing weekly uploads, and it only takes a couple crash outs for us to get here, y'all.
Allegedly, that'll be cut out because, you know, I don't like to commit. Welcome back, child. This is Wait, Don't Be the Headlines. Let's get into it.
You see, this is Faye Dunaway's first time on the podcast, so please mind her as she's learning.
This is not my first time at the Snatch Game. No, old Hollywood is definitely the inspo lately, right? You ever just look at Bette Davis, at Faye Dunaway, at Dorothy Dandruff, and just say, beauty, beauty.
I actually do think, like, oh my God, I really want to dress like Faye Dunaway for a audio podcast. let the people really have it.
Really have it, diva. No, yes, Wait, Don't Be the Headlines. I am your girl Nunu Paris, and that voice you just heard was
my name is Raffy, and we are Wait, Don't Do It, your favorite DC's messiest podcast, where we just talk shit. Because why not?
And today we are going in deep on the latest headlines, really the deepest headlines. First, the U.S. government just shut down. And of course, this eternal rap battle between Barney B and Nicki Minaj. So we have a lot.
This will be a non-biased summary and recap of today's headlines. We're going to try to keep things very unbiased and unbarb-like. But remember, be mindful that freedom of speech definitely will exist in this podcast, and Nunu Paris will definitely maximize it, similar to how Nikki's handling right now on Twitter. You're a transformer. You showed up to a podcast to talk about Nicki Minaj looking like a 45-year-old woman. Nicki Minaj is not even 45 yet.
You have to put the black and white filter on it.
No, girl, I know. That one.
My gosh. Anyway, what I was so uncomfortable. The way I laugh so uncomfortably is because you brought freedom of speech. And again, that is such a touchy topic here in our country. But I do want to say that we do value freedom of speech, and we're going to continue to bring you guys the news unfiltered and raw. So let's start where bills go unpaid. DC. Like, imagine waking up and your job just saying, nope, no job today, no bills, no payment. That's it. That's DC.
How would I feel if I woke up and found out that I can't go to work because the whole government, the whole world is shut down technically?
World?
I mean, America's shut down right now. America's on holiday. A random. Like, America's has a Monday off, like a Monday holiday off right now.
It's no, crazy. They're on a Jet 2 holiday, honey.
They
That's
are
what we're on.
A Jet 2 holiday right now. America's on a Jet 2 holiday. It really, like, imagine being a government worker in D.C. and then seeing it on, some people might have found out just from the, like, seeing a headline on Shade Room. Like, that's how I found about it. So, like, imagine finding out that you
not the Shade.
The Shade Room. No. That was my new source.
Is that a sneak? What's up with the Shade Room?
What do you mean?
They're a new source for all types of urban audiences. Why are you saying, like, oh, I had to find out via Shade Room, not like, as opposed to what?
As opposed to watching it on any other
thing. NPR. What do you listen to? Tell me.
I don't listen to NPR. I listen to the Shade Room. I didn't even hear from anybody else. You didn't tell me. You sent me screenshots of Nicki Minaj cursing out a pregnant woman. But you didn't send me the government. You didn't send me anything regarding the government. So I had to find out through third-party sources.
Yeah, like Twitter. No, it is crazy. It is honestly crazy because the government is closed. But your rent, your bills, still open, bitch. Why over?
Yeah.
It's gaggy. It's also the open beginning of the month. That's also gaggy.
Can we do that, actually? Hey, we can work that out. We're not even a state. Like, since the government literally shut down and the government's here, we technically, first of all, you're overcharging us for electricity right now. DC's getting killed with these bills. So we need to not pay them for that because that's really expensive. Rent, we need to to really not pay rent right now, because I'm assuming the government has something to do with rent. Like, they have to oversee some level of the rent. So that should be paid. And you know what? Finally, since the government is not running right now, what should be happening? When I get my check tomorrow, I should get the whole amount.
There should be no tax taken out. What are you talking about?
No taxes taken out. I should have my whole check because the government shut down. So since y'all decided to take a whole month off because of whatever Trump's doing, then okay, I shouldn't have to pay my taxes for the rest of the month. That sounds like a deal.
Yeah, I think that should just be the American deal. The thing is, he's so dystopian in that the government never shut down until Trump was in office. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, we didn't have shutdown.
I remember, I think the first time, I can't remember the first time the government shut down, but it was in my, like, youth. Like, I think it was in high school, wasn't it? I think it had to
1930.
No.
He's in high school, right?
No. I think it definitely shut down, like, didn't it shut down, if it didn't shut down during Bill Clinton, it shut down during Obama's one time. Look it up.
Oh, my God.
You were alive. You were definitely alive during the 1930 ones.
Look around.
What about the one that happened?
Okay, it looks like there was one during Barack Obama.
Girl, no shade.
And then there was one during the Bill Clinton era.
Yes.
Wow, I was not aware of this.
What were you?
Okay, 2013. I was luckily be alive. I was only focused. I don't even think I read the news then or knew anything about news. I knew about my feelings. I knew about being sad. I knew about Lady Gaga's new album, Art Pop. I knew about Miley Cyrus's album, Bangers. That's what I think about.
This was college. Yeah. This was your first year teaching.
Yeah. I was just turning 21, getting my life together, drinking.
Fuck about the government.
I don't know what the fuck the government was. I didn't know,
also,
I didn't know what I was
isn't
doing.
Isn't school government fun? How does that work? Why are the kids going to school? Our friends should have the day off.
I definitely think D.C. public schools should be affected. But again, D.C., I mean, I know y'all not a real state, but like, y'all, it's not the government, right? That's a Mayor Bowser question. That they have your own little governing body that determines that.
I don't know how it works. I think they make it so messy and interconnected that they make it hard for us to understand.
It becomes like a toxic relationship because it essentially comes down to failure to communicate. Now, Rafi, you know, and I go through that all the time because he's toxic. But I think in this case, when you control the White House, the Senate, the House, oh, I got all three. Fuck you talking about. Who do you blame other than yourself, Republican?
Yeah, people are comparing Joe Biden's presidency to Trump and highlighting the fact that he had no government shutdowns. But again, I really still don't, as a fully grown adult, don't fully grasp what it means for the government to shut down. Like, I don't understand what that means. Is it because Congress is talking and like fighting in like that little circle room? Is that what's going on?
Now, you're talking about the circle room where the Senate twink was at? What are you talking about?
One of those, yeah. They're probably one. Is that still open? And are they, like, deciding how to open back up again? Or what's happening here? Like, I'm trying to find out how government shutdown works my job. Like, what does this look like? And I'm trying to find out how we can get my job shut down for a week. Realty. Oh, okay. You wake up. Fine. Tables reverse right now. You wake up, hey, we're going to shut down for the week. You're furloughed for the week, but yeah, we need to figure it out. We're going to come back in a week, but would you opt in? Would you opt in? Well, you had no choice, but how would you feel? Conflicted.
Great. I want y'all to know I'm being so serious, actively. I don't know what kind of work style this is. We have talked about work, you know, early in the podcast this season, but this is before my work got hard. So my approach to work is a little different right now. I think that I actively, currently at work, ask them to take me out of the position of leadership. I ask every day that it sucks. I ask for someone to take me out. When people fall or when I fall, I do not help them. I say, I'm trying to get you work, Ms. Comp, so you can be out for a week, Diva. We need to be out. So anything, honey. I'm always down welcome to be out. I'm down to clown. I have no problem. Work? I'm done.
I just feel bad because it affects DC's economy so much. Like, more than probably any big metropolitan city, a government shutdown like this. Because we have so many government workers here. And if they're laid off and the first thing they're going to do is they're not going to be going out. They're not going to be going to eat. They're not going to be going to shows. Arts, hospitality, all of that is fucked with this government shutdown. I hate Trump. I hate you.
You know, for purposes of, you know, future government agents holding this against us, I will not be speaking out. But
first of all, it did glitch at your face when that happened. Oh my God, they're listening. Actually, Nunu is a government agent. No shade. That's why she's dressed like that.
No, but it all serious.
She's dressed like an Irish spy. Yeah, Zorro. I do like this look. Where'd you get? Real quick, let's go back to the look for a second. So the mother Teresa. So is that like is that the dress? Did you like throw it over your back, or did you? Is that a separate piece?
I don't think a lady reveals their tricks. You know, I just open up my closet.
I love when you like move. It looks like your hair on your shoulders. You're like, bitch, yes. You have like a double stacked wig right now. So, speaking of double deck wig, have we covered the government? Can we move on to the main event?
So,
are we ready to rumble?
For all you out there listening, if you don't understand, right? So, when the government shuts down, right, it's when U.S. Congress has failed to pass the budget, right? They have not agreed. So, it's by the deadline, so things stop being funded, and that affects all non-essential activities. So, you're losing $1 billion economically every time when we are not open. So, these government employees are going without pay. Our people, our friends are telling us that they have until October 31st. And after that, you know, they don't know where their job is going to go. So this is definitely going to affect things in D.C. The enjoyment, just the vibes all around. But we're hoping for a resolution.
You know what's the biggest slap in the face? When you work for America and you see how much they pay for war and genocide and funding for like keeping fucking communities fucking down in public schools to be terrible. You see all that, and then they lay you off, and they're like, hey, well, you're not fired, but you're not working, so we're not paying you. Imagine that. That must be crazy, because you know you have money. We're paying taxes right now. So that better come back as a fatter income tax. Like, let's call it out. If the government shuts down that year, do you get a fatter income tax? Because we're still paying taxes. So if we're still paying taxes, why are you not paying your employees? Trump.
It is. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump, or Kinks, as my favorite podcast calls them. I think he just wants to be a king. I don't think he wants the government shutdown to happen so that he can just make things chaotic, because he just says things like, sometimes it's good, maybe it's okay. Who knows? But I think this fascism, authoritarianism, a leaning action is dangerous, and we need to keep paying attention. Of course, keep our community safe. But you know who is not safe? You know who is not safe out here in these streets? Cardi B, Barney B, Bocce B, however you want to feel it. But Cardi B is a flop.
Bocce ball.
Cardi B is a flop. I'm sorry to say it.
We're going to go through the whole timeline.
That is the timeline.
Let us go through the timeline. We're not giving sides yet. We can save that for the end. But we have to talk about it because it feels like fucking 2018 again. We were before the pandemic. We're at 2018 Fashion Week, and the shoe was thrown. This is where we're at right now. And we thought it'd be, as two people that really appreciate Nicki Minaj's music, and as someone who was going to go see Cardi B live at Echo Stage, I never got to see her because she showed up at 1:45 in the morning, maybe even 2:45 in the morning. Who knows? She didn't give a fuck. I kind of, after that moment, the fantasy got lost, and then I recently saw her at the courthouse, and ounce of respect and just I want to meet her, to laugh with her, was sparked. But, you know, we have to talk about this because ultimately, yeah, you sent me some screenshots that I was gagged. So, Nunu, let's go down. Let's go down memory lane. How did this all start?
Absolutely. So as the class knows, Nicki Minaj is the queen of rap and have always been so. So in 2000, you know, 15, 16 or so, this really charismatic, fun girl started making videos on Vine, getting popular. And she was a stripper. She was also making music. And she became so popular that she ended up on Love and Hip Hop, right? Shout out to Mona Scott. So Cardi B joins the cast of Love and Hip Hop New York. So after Cardi B joins Love & Hip Hop New York, now were you there for that? I want to ask, were you watching Cardi B on New York, I Love & Hip Hop New York? Because I was. I loved her video. She was funny as fuck, obviously. She's hilarious. She's literally so charismatic.
I definitely watched, because I feel like she was on before I watched Love & Hip Hop, and then we watched the Love & Hip Hop Los Angeles Season 3 reunion, and then I was hooked. And I think, and then that's when I rewatched New York. But I honestly only watched it for Cardi B when I really was fucking with Cardi B. And And yeah, she's hilarious. And again, the courtroom moment that happened recently, that's when I was like, oh, this is what you are. You are hilarious. Hilarious.
No, so, all those memes right. are so funny. And she has so many memes from from that era. I still quote it. What was the reason? What was the reason? It's hilarious. And she's always been a firecracker, right? And been
Libra.
Honest.
And don't you resonate with her because you are a rising Libra? You're a Libra moon. You're a Libra moon.
No, I'm a rising Libra, absolutely. Aries. No, yeah, I'm a rising Libra. Imagine me being a rising Aries. I'd be like you. I'd be a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Aries moon.
I love Cardi because she is the same age as Raffi, right? So being born in this era, right? we're peers. So we always resonated. She's funny. And also, she was honest. I think that's the thing about Cardi. That's why she got to where she is, because she is so honest. She was honest about being a stripper, honest about how she treats men, honest about what type of men she wanted, and how she wanted to just earn money for her family, earn money for herself. And that's really it. That was her goal. So luckily, the fans were enjoying her music, and we got these mixtapes, and we got that breakout record. You remember the lyrics still?
Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
Another check from Mona Scott.
No, I can still probably recite it.
My way. I get you. You get got. But also, there was other songs in that era that were really good. Like her, I think her mixtape era.
Oh, no, Lick. Looking like I got a lick.
Yes. That was the air. I feel like that was her.
No, era. She ate that. She did. And it was
the thing
fun.
About these new girls. No shade. These new girls, Megan Thee Stallion, no shade. The new girls, the mixtape eras were so good.
Yeah, I do think the streaming era is hurting the girls because they kind of go either TikTok or streaming. And it's like the mixtapes used to really force them to do something.
Yeah, yeah. You really had to put it all on there. And so, but yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, Lick. That was such a good song. And so then obviously we all know her predecessor, the blueprint, the pink print, some might say. You know, she's new news age. The Barbie, the Barb, the lead Barb, Nicki Minaj.
Harajuku Barbie.
Harajuku Barbie. Followed right after, you know, what's her name?
Follow.
Little Kim. Well, I mean, Little Kim had her moment, and then there was, you know, silence with, you know,
she did
really
go to jail. She went to jail. I mean, her, Remy Ma, okay. Foxy.
I guess you can make fun of Little Kim right now, I guess.
No one's making,
I guess.
Making I guess. Fun. That's what happened. She went to jail. They went to jail.
Yeah, went to jail. Okay.
And, you know, that was a hard comeback. But when Kim came back, I still feel like she had a presence, because that last real album was amazing. You know, Lighters Up was still my favorite song. It felt like I was really from New York. Like, I really
felt in it. I believe that. You've said it before. I love New York.
And then, when, you know, she went away, there was obviously a gap to fill. So when Nicki Minaj came, obviously years ago, she was that gap, as she broke records. She's everywhere. She's doing everything. But of course, being the first female to do a lot of these things, there's a lot of barriers, right? So she's opening doors. So in 2017, when Bodak Yellow becomes number one, it becomes this weird comparison between a female rapper that's super successful, Nicki Minaj, who never had a number one, and Cardi B, who is gassing it, gets the number one, and who's also now benefiting from this modern era of streaming, right? Which is not something Nicki was able to benefit from prior to the Queen era in 2018. So we already start pivoting and pitting these women together, which leads to the inevitable drama. One of the best rap songs, but one of the most messy rap songs in history. This is what caused them to go at each other. All really because of men, messy men.
Yeah.
And the fact that Cardi B is illiterate.
Thank you for saying that, because let's just highlight that. That will be a theme throughout this entire timeline and story and lore, is messy men that need to mind their business, period. Stay out of women's business. Patricia, until you leave, your name is Patricia. Who said it?
Yeah, one of them. So
Sport, well, yes, great song.
I can't listen to it.
Potential.
I can't listen to it anymore.
I blocked that song out. I had to go because I'm teaching Cycle. Again, if you are on ClassPass, you can take my class every Tuesday at 6:30. I have a great taste of music. And I might play Motorsport. Because I found out, I listened to that song recently because I used to play it all the time in my classes. And it was such a good song, but I didn't even realize I blocked it out.
Because you're a barb.
And I feel very sad about it because it's such a good song and there's so many good lines on both sides. But
well, yeah, for sure. So, I'm the trap Selena.
Dive into it. Dive.
So More to Sport with the Migos. Rest in peace, Takeoff. He's a Gemini. That's when they were a thing, right? So the Migos were still together. They were alive. They were still together, right? So they're everywhere. You remember like Walk It Like I Talk It. You remember Bad and Bougie. You remember all these like
Bad and Bougie was like the first song that like I think I caught from them.
Iconic. And so we have Motorsport. Cardi is with, oh yeah, she's still married to Offset. Quavo is, you know, running around doing whatever, but he still was friends with Nicki. Nicki's referencing them, right? Referencing them, not in just Motorsport. Before that, what was that one with Katy Perry? Oh, yeah, Swish Swish, right? She's talking about the Migos. You know, everyone's, you know, playful. Nicki was also on the Boot Up remix with LMA. Boot Up with Quavo. And then we also have one of my favorite verses from Nicki Minaj, which was Is She For Keeps with Quavo and Nicki Minaj. So again, a lot of collaborations during this era. And then we have Motorsport. So pretty much when they recorded the verses, Nicki referenced herself as the coach and Cardi the QB, the quarterback. Now, if you don't understand sports, it kind of sounds like, you know, the coach is over and controlling the team, right? Instead of this kind of homage. It's kind of homage.
I'm gagged because I'm just realizing that's what it was about.
Yeah. The original verse was, if Cardi's the QB, I'm the coach, I'm looking for something of that nature. And then when Cardi heard it, she's like, what is she talking about? I'm not this, blah, blah, blah. Nicki goes to Quavo and say, hey, can you squash this? Quavo responds to Nicki and says, oh, well, like, you're not my girl, so I can't, like, defend you or type shit. That's what literally said the text message. Literally.
Quavo's the Sagittarius, right? I knew she was with us. No, Offset's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Quavo's an Aries.
Quavo, that's so messy.
It is messy, and that's kind of how it started. And so Nicki changed the verse. It literally changed to Quavo this instead of Cardi, and it kept moving. But then the music video, Nicki Minaj had a really great hairstylist, Tokyo Styles, trans, icon, great hairstyle, has great styling potential. But when Tokyo said, oh, I can't do your hair and I'm doing Cardi's, it also became this more extra drama that it needed to be. It just became a layer of layer. Nicki ended up, you know, filming that video by herself because, you know, Cardi didn't want to be in the room with her. It was a lot of drama, which led to that giant, you know, feud online.
So let's put a pin in this story because it's going to, now that you're telling the full Monty, the full story, the full tea of it all, I'm seeing it already. No, let me save this. Let me save this for the second occurrence because you just brought it up. It's 2018. It's New York Fashion Week. Nicki Minaj is in that beautiful, again, trend-setting, wet, blonde hair over to the side in a beautiful cheetah gown, like beyond titties to her fucking cheeks. Body amazing. And, you know, Cardi, I'm setting the stage, but go ahead. Tell the actions from there.
At this point, after they had online beef, right? They went back and forth talking about each other. That's how we got to Queen Radio and all these things. That's a good era. You know, Cardi's accusing her of bullying her and all these other things, stopping bags, this whole era. But they finally confront each other at the 2018 Harper's Bazaar, a party where Cardi approaches Nicki, tries to get a reaction, get at her, throws a shoe, and then due to security and Ra Ali, Nicki's friend, Cardi left with a couple knots, and Nicki went outside and took some pictures in that iconic blonde leopard dress. That was my favorite moment. Just to be so petty, to be like, I didn't get hit, and now I'm out here. Ooh, nothing happened.
Standing on top. And that's where wanted to lead to. I wanted to had a trend already, and it seems like a difference. And I'm going to say that I can understand where if you don't understand sports, but also don't have emotional maturity or can't just squash something when it's not even there. I feel like this is why I originally did not stick with Cardi, because it felt like you're just coming into the game and throwing levels of temper tantrums. There was levels of temper tantrums in this. And while Nicki, I feel like it might be a little slick to say, you know, I'm the coach and you're the QB. I think it might be a little slick to say that. Let's just, you know, call a spade a spade.
I mean, she's a Sagittarius. She's a Sagittarius. And I'm never going to sit here at like Nicki Minaj has backed down from a fight, has not walked away from a fight.
Let me get my
sneakers. Definitely. Right, like no matter what happens, she will respond, and she is not going to de-escalate. So it's not like, you know, shots were not being taken. Ever, I just feel like we got to the Queen era in 2018 where Cardi releases Invasion of Privacy, all these great songs, all these songs go number one. She had 5,000 ghostwriters. She got a million remixes. It was great. People loved it. They gave her a Grammy. Nicki Minaj has never gotten a Grammy. So when Queen came out, so, no one was buying Nicki's right album.
There. Let's stop right there. And knowing that there's levels of ghostwriting in this, and knowing that there was levels of pushing brand like payola, this was their Nicki Minaj erasure was very extreme. It was the hate train. Extreme. It was the hate train. It was just like, are y'all kidding? Because it would drive me crazy. And it, I mean, to see,
yeah, especially as a fire sign, to see that, yeah, you've done all the work, yes, you do all the real work, and then everyone all of a sudden is saying, oh, you're no one, and she's taking over, and that's just that. You're supposed to lie down and say, what? Sure. It's crazy.
That all because, and like I said, mind you, and from the sign, that, and again, we all know the kind of person that Nicki Minaj can be because she's a Sagittarius, but at the end of the day, I don't like when you are you're a different kind of person, you're a different kind of artist, and in specific, you're a different kind of woman, black woman, you're a different kind of woman, and because you don't act like as, you don't show humility all the time, you don't show grace all the time, you automatically, because of that, you're going to get hated on. That is where I think is a huge, like,
double standard for women and men.
And a theme.
Yeah.
An overarching theme that no one wants to acknowledge to this day, I think. So let's keep going.
I think what people really were excited about when Cardi came out was to have, I guess, an alternative to Nicki Minaj. Because Nicki Minaj was doing it for over, yes, a decade at that point, it was kind of like, what else is new, right? But, you know, in the industry, use Cardi to achieve that goal, right? To take shots, to get the fans on other sides. And they did succeed in a way, right? They did allow her to open the door for less talented artists to make way. And so shade to the girls that came after. But, you know, I don't think a lot of Glorilla, Sexy Red, and I do enjoy songs, so it's not shade to the girls, but, you know, they're not writing or performing at the level of a Nicki Minaj, a Missy Elliott, a, you know, Lauryn Hill, right?
Yes.
So we kind of, you know, lowered the standard to allow Megan and all these other girls to kind of come through the door, which is great, right? It allowed everyone to be a part of the conversation and gatekeep. I think the issue, though, is that we tried to bury this woman who's still talented and still also young. I think the issue is we acted like Nicki Minaj was just like,
yes,
over.
Yes.
Like she wasn't in her 30s.
What? It was the perfect definition of the lifespan of like any sort of beauty queen or model. No, she's a female rapper. Nothing about her. First of all, models should never be aged out like the way they're being aged out. No career ages you out until you're ready to age out. And so imagine that. And my thing is, this love, and we're still in the love train for Cardi, but if you notice, the first thing people will say about Nicki Minaj right now is, oh, well, Nicki Minaj is so problematic. She just talks so much shit, all this da-da-da-da. Cardi does too. Is it because Cardi hasn't 35 yet? Or is it because, you know, like, that's where I don't understand. Because Cardi has thrown shoes.
She gets a lot of passes. She has a lot of passes. She did a lot of bad behavior. She crashes out online. She attacks her own fans. The album, you know, the second album has a 7-year gap, which is insane for any new artist, but any artist period, especially in rap. So it's just like,
she's such a crash. Do you think she gets the spicy Latina edit?
I don't think she gets the black woman edit, and I don't think she, and I think that helps allow her to maybe,
yeah,
pass, because, you know, I think a Jennifer Lopez also has a lot of negative attitudes. People have always reported bad behavior, negative behavior, but no one views her as like this terrible monster.
Well, I mean, people don't like her. No, I really will say people don't like her.
Yeah, people, but people, it's not like people are blocking opportunities or being like the, yes, blogs like, she's the worst, yes, person ever. It's just like, okay, people mean like don't like you for real, but like it's, yeah, not, but affecting like the you TSA, for real.
People are blocking bags, and like, I do feel like this was such a moment But then, you know, after the Grammys, after Queen was paid dust, even though it was probably so good the best body of work.
After Queen Radio, I would say. But we got some iconic moments because of Queen Radio. It was such a fun era. But then, yeah, I mean, COVID happened, right? So everything kind of slowed down. But then we were still in there, right? We got WAP. WAP was a moment in COVID, went number one. And it was supposed to signal this, you know, back that Cardi was back, about to take by storm. And that was 5 years ago.
There was several singles.
Yeah,
there
Money, Press. Money, Press. And back then, and those songs were good. No shade. Press. All those songs were good back then. No shade.
All got dances on TikTok.
Literally.
And it seemed like at that time she knew the game, and Cardi was relying on brand deals and TikTok. Brand deals and TikTok. It was never about the albums, and that's fair because albums, we'll get to that, but no one pays respects to albums anymore. It's not about the album, it's
people
about the
don't make albums anymore.
And so that was paying the bills for Cardi B, was brand deals,
quick
appearances,
singles.
And
no tours,
TikTok sounds. No tours, no performances, which I think is fair, and I'm okay with her not performing. But let's talk about it. What she performed at the Grammys, and people, the world stopped for this performance with Megan Thee Stallion for WAP, the WAP performance. Yes. The passing on to this, because do you think that Nicki got the same respect when she did Holiday on Grammys?
Well, I mean, that is what got her blacklisted, and that's why the Grammys, you know, won't give her anything, because, you know, she refused to cut the performance that night because the Catholic Church was not comfortable. So that is why she doesn't have a Grammy, because she's not invited because of that.
So again, it's very unfortunate. But so yeah, so she had several successful peaks to keep her in people's mouths. People still were loving her. She was still like on social media at this point. People are following her. People are embracing her.
And then Nicki, during this time from 2020 to now, is still dropping singles, dropping fun things like Yikes or the Beam Me Up Scotty re-release, which is still selling like 80K, which is more than a lot of these girls' actual albums. This is a re-release mixtape from 2009. And we also got the definitive Queen Radio version of all these songs. So she's dropping singles. We're having fun. She's collaborating with number one people like Doja Cat for Say So or 6ix9ine for Fifi. And all these fun songs. And she finally gets to 2020. And gets her first solo number one with Super Freaky Girl.
That number one started the reroute of the Nicki hate train.
Absolutely. Finally,
it hit its last stop. It made it to the last stop. It hit its destination. And then for some reason, people were like, oh, wow, Pound the Alarm is like the best song ever.
Well, it's also TikTok. We have to recognize TikTok's power in all this, but not just for Nicki Minaj, for all artists. TikTok has allowed so many songs to come back and to play. How many songs from Natasha Bedingfield or Gwen Stefani, or just random songs that people pull out? They're like, oh yeah, this exists, and they're hearing for the first time. I've discovered so many songs on TikTok just from hearing sounds.
Yes, so we finally are in upswing. She goes to the Barbie premiere. The world stops. People freak out, and she's back.
Ice Spice collabs. We have Barbie World.
Another number one. Another number one.
We have so many fun, so many fun moments, and it allowed everyone to see her for her place, right? Just that she's still here after all the girls did everything. All the girls, Cardi, and everyone else did everything.
The whole industry. The whole industry.
Literally. It was corporate and machines that went against me. They can never talk about Nicki Minaj. They can't talk about the talent. They can't talk about how she looks. They can't talk about really anything outside of that. And that's what I think frustrates people so much.
It's the lack of perfection. It's the lack of perfection. She has to be perfect. She has to be perfect to be like respected, it seems like. But I'm bringing up those moments because I think those are the moments that people use to continue to kind of make it seem like Nicki Minaj is pressed about Cardi. And Cardi is just trying to exist. Cardi's just trying to have her kids and be happy. She's moved on from Offset. She's with this new man. She's finally like telling Offset, fuck you. So she's like gotten that whole like redemption edit.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever she chooses to divorce, I do think it'll be a better move for her. But yeah, whatever. New man.
Wait, she's not divorced from Offset yet?
No.
Cardi B's not divorced from Offset.
No, she is pregnant with baby number 4, still married to man number 1 with boyfriend number.
So,
but do y'all.
So we finally have hit 2025. And Am I the Drama? No, not what you know as the meme that was circulating around TikTok around 2023. Thank you, Scarlet Envy. So that line was reused, recycled, and repurposed. So back to ghostwriter behavior. We have Am I the Drama? And we have Cardi B's return. Much waited return. People have been waiting for this. People, especially, you know who's been also waiting for this? Barbs.
I'll tell you, as a Barb, I have been waiting because I didn't think it was going to happen. I did not think it was going to happen. And sometimes it gives some people joy to look online and see, you know, Barty gang updates, Cardi updates, say, you know, it's okay, we're still gonna get an album eventually, or, you know, I'm gonna stop making pages because there's no updates. It is amusing, Stan Twitter, but, you know, I was seated. Now, have I listened to the album? Absolutely not. Because you can listen to it other ways. You can listen to it on TikTok, you can listen to it, you know, in other ways that, and that, I just couldn't imagine listening because it sounds
terrible.
First of all,
don't tell me to listen to it. No one asked me if I listened to Pink Friday 2. Nobody asked if I listened to Pink Friday 2, which was the album. I'm still going into the release of Am I the Drama? That was the album that Cardi B went to sleep and woke up hoping she would dismantle and remove from being the top-selling debut album, or what was it, album of
female rap album of this decade.
So we're here, and she drops it. People are up for Bodega Baddie. People love Bodega Baddie.
Great production.
Nicki Minaj, jump on that production. If I was Nicki, I would grab Bodega Baddie and make a fucking diss track with that song and show people how that song should be sang, rapped to. No shit.
No, don't make no diss track. Just on the next album when it comes out March 27, 2026, I think you should definitely call up the reggaeton.
Yes.
Call up Carol. Call up Bad Bunny. Give us some.
Give us a two-step part two, but give us a real
Some real Selena. What are you talking about?
So this album drops and it's going viral on TikTok, and people forget that we are now reliving a female rapper feud with Cardi B and Bia. Bia short for Bianca.
I love that.
So we have a TikTok trend currently happening where people are repeating a lyric from one of Cardi B's new songs. Which one is it?
I don't know.
I really feel like we should have Googled this part because, you know, we
I do know. It's Pretty and Petty.
Pretty and Petty. So Pretty and Petty, probably a 2:45 song. She features a lyric that says, "Name 5 Bia songs pointed to your head. Bam, I'm dead," or "you're dead," or whatever. Now, that is no shade. Whoever wrote that for her got that together. That was a great read. That was a good read, is honest. And no shade, I have yet to see someone name 5 Bia songs. And that's not Bia's fault, though. I don't think, but...
Right, because I like Bia, but I cannot name the song.
I can name the original.
I can name a strong two. I can name a strong.
A remix and the original one.
Three. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks to one BF fan, I know London now. London. She knew London. But
I'm surprised my favorite BF song is with NeNe Leakes.
But can we unpack that? Do we know why BF and Cardi B?
Absolutely. So when Cardi B released the Like What freestyle, because it was ghostwritten, she included these visuals from the song I was just referencing with NeNe Leakes, Millions by Bia. And that came out a few years prior, and she had the same type of aesthetic with this, you know, white background and this very high, futuristic, sleek black cat suit and the same angle. So Bia was calling her out, saying you're stealing my style, blah 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 blah, and taking shots. So, you know, Cardi wanted to address it.
And I think it's shady because we don't know 5BS songs, but we do know Bia references. And I remember bling bling bling, bitches are mad. So whatever that song was, that was
millions and millions and millions and millions.
So yes. So I think people are failing to recognize the pattern here, where a rapper who's been established, who has a strong fan base, who has eyes on her, is gonna punch down almost at a rapper that's been around for maybe 3 years, 2 years. I think that is the trend that people are failing to recognize. And I think that we have to clock that this is a pattern, and the same pattern is not being, like, why is she not being canceled? Why are people, like, living for her? If anything, in this modern era of anti-bullying, people should be on Bia and be like, you know what? Let's stream Bia, because that is unfair. She's trying her best, and we all love a whole lot of money. So, you know, let's cool it on that. So that's going on right now. But there's, during the week, the first week of this release, she's going viral. People are streaming the fuck out of this song or trying to get the song to go number one. I heard Bodega Bad at 3 different Latino events that weekend. So people were trying to push this song heavy. Cardi B also, the song Outside, which is also kind of a bop, no shade. But Cardi B Outside, that song was the reference, that was the song of the SummerSlam, WWE SummerSlam this year. So she was heavily pushed by all forms of media. It did not matter what media it is. It is conservative, liberal. She is being pushed at all sides.
Yeah.
But we got to the week of the album release, and people are hoping that she dismantles Pink Friday 2. You know, did she take it? Did she beat Pink Friday 2?
I want to say that she sold the album on day one for $4.99. I want to say that she...
How much do albums go for now? Is it usually like $1 a song now still, or $1.25?
It's usually $1.29 a song. So and she had about 30 songs on there. So
she said she was 30 cents.
But I think that she sold her album for $4.99. I think she had fun marketing by going into, you know, the neighborhoods of New York, going on the subway, selling her album for $5, promising people pictures if they buy the album for $5. I'm walking around malls selling the album for $5.
I want to
acknowledge the very technical marketing strategy they took by adding WAP, by adding songs from 5 years ago that had already went platinum, so that by the time the album dropped, it was already certified double platinum, even though those songs came out 5 years ago. So she really wanted to make sure it hit. But when those Sunday numbers were delayed by Billboard, and she was yelling at her team,
and that's right, let's not forget, Cardi B is from New York. New Yorker, not, I mean, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj is too, but Cardi B is a New Yorker, Latino New Yorker. Let's just add that level. A Dominican New Yorker. She's going to sell this album no matter what she can and will do. And I do not blame her. I would do the same thing. I would do that same thing. But selling the album for $4.99 is crazy. It's actually crazy. You're not an indie artist. You're not this. How many people, because we're going to do the math, how many units does this album sell?
The album has sold around 75,000 units once they filter the results, based on week one.
Units, okay?
Well, it's 200,000 sales. Are you talking about pure sales? The pure sales revolves to album purchases. Pure sales was 75K. The other was album streams. So okay. I'll be clear.
Okay. So you said 75,000 units were sold.
Pure sales. Pure sales. Exactly. Physical.
Pure sales. Physical. No payola. Times $4.99. This woman, nothing to laugh about, but I'm assuming if this was someone's yearly income, period, honey, sign me up. You make as much as the president. But this album made $374,000, $250 in pure sales.
That's less than the coach's salary at UMD.
And not to compare, but we have to compare because this is talking about the legacy. How many units did Pink Friday sell?
228,000.
Units, and how many pure sales?
Pink Friday 2 had 92,000 pure sales.
5,000 pure sales, and she didn't sell it for $5.99. So already there's distinguishers. She got close. She got close. We're not going to take it from her. She got close. She worked.
Absolutely.
She did everything in her power to get this done, but she did not. Now, Nicki has been quiet. She let this album, you know, have its moment. What the fuck is going on Twitter? What the fuck is going on Twitter? September 30th, 2025, in the wee hours of the night, Nicki Minaj, somewhere in her mega mansions, Nicki Minaj on X tweets, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, rap like Barney, still ugly. Is there a reference for that tweet?
Yes, on one of her songs, Raffy B. Cardi B says some kind of lyric like 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, I'm the baddest bitch, NYC. Like, it's like literally like that. It's like literally A, B, C. Okay. It's literally taking her own bar and just using it against her.
And then Cardi B at I Am Cardi B tweets back, Cocaine Barbie. Now, if I was feuding with Nunu Paris right now, I would probably call her Cocaine Barbie too. So I kind of thought that was kind of a funny tweet as well. I think right now they're at neck and neck. Who took this first tweet? Clap if you think that Nicki took this first round. Who had the better tweet? And I am unbiasedly going to say, only because she instigated it and Cardi B only said Cocaine Barbie, I'm going to give it to Nicki Minaj. Because I think Cocaine Barbie was a little too, again, on the nose. Like, people have called her that. That didn't come from you. So I'm going to go.
Never
go to
does the next come
tweet.
From her.
I'm going to go to the next tweet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E, surgery to look like me. Tell the rat. And tell Jay-Z, RICO fraud and perjury. Okay. And she misspelled Jay-Z. She put J, one J, Z with multiple capital E's. And then Nicki Minaj. So I think Cardi probably didn't tweet for the next 10 minutes. And Nicki Minaj took that as, you want to talk about mothers.
Nicki definitely likes.
You want to
call quoting her. I definitely think she loves whacking these bitches. She loves.
She said, if you want to call me Cocaine Barbie, I'll give you Cocaine Barbie. I'll give you Cocaine Barbie. I'll give you Bigfoot. So she said, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, pregnant, play with his pussy or bussy, capital exclamation marks. To which Cardi B said, fuck, you're talking about my man. First of all, you want Cardi B to get off
talk about her man
and tweet something? Talk about her man. Talk about the man that she is laying with. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, your man have a, wait, your man have to snatch pussy. Pussy tastes like honeycomb. Your bro be touching 12-year-olds. Now,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, your man have to snatch pussy.
So you didn't sell it to me either.
Your pussy tastes like honeycomb, but your brother touches 12-year-olds.
First of all, anytime someone says honeycomb, I want anyone to know I'm a kid from the 90s from New York. I don't think about whatever a honeycomb actually means. I think about the cereal. So and you bringing honeycomb cereal into a bar about eating pussy and 12-year-olds, I feel like this bar sequence is pedophilic. So Cardi B is tired of rapping. She's over it. She's literally like, bitch, my ghostwriter had to go home. She tweets. I don't know at what wee hour time. Why you keep bringing up my album? It's not the gag you think it is. You've been in the game for 16 years. You need to compare yourself to your peers. Started around your time. Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Drake. Those are the numbers you need to be competing with. And you can't because you doing lower than all of them. I was in high school when you came out. What the fuck is you comparing yourself to me for?
Cop and please.
If this was happening in real time, in real person, it would look like Cardi B. If this was like a rap battle, this would be Cardi B breaking the fourth wall and being like, what the fuck, bitch? Like you're pressed. And it's a projection. Why are you comparing? Because she's comparing you to herself and saying the same way that you're trying to compare you. You were
all of a sudden she not in the same league as Nikki, but all the other years she'd been in. So I'm confused of why she decided now not to be in, because she didn't sell.
So I don't think she thought that was the biggest gag either. I don't think she knows if that paragraph didn't really take it from me.
I love also when someone uses pictures. I think that Nicki Minaj using Roger from American Daddy to represent that image. Do you know the reference she made?
I don't watch American Dad or Futurama, but she continues with her bars by saying, I'm not going to write a paragraph because I don't have time for that. Raw dogging pregnant with the fourth baby Barney, BV, HPVE, allegedly.
Such a lyricist. I think she's so funny. While I'm not going to read this whole paragraph to you all, I'm not reading this whole paragraph because you guys are, you know, adults, but I want to summarize. It says, is I'm the Barney B in the flop? Is I'm lying about fertility when the queen has never once seen or spoken to a fertility doctor in her life? Is I'm the one sleeping with Trey while hubby fucking sweetie and taking my big gooey hole for alimony? Is I'm going to be sued when the queen show her medical records to the courts? Rock Nate, Bottom Nation, we win again. Desiree, I have your medical records too. Smiley face. The lawyer said we're going to have Barney be homeless within 36 months. Praise God. Lucky we eating cake right now. It was her child's birthday during this happening. It was her child's fifth birthday during this event. Barney B, I know you don't know this, but some women plan their pregnancies, you dirty Heineken pussy twat. We don't let niggas fuck us while we pregnant for the next Trey who got four other people pregnant. You see, the devil has come to collect. You sold your soul. You made a pact. Not now, you lost. Now, hear this. You have been neutralized in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word you speak on me or mine will now curse your enablers more than your dizzy brain could ever fathom. I was pregnant for my first love, got married, and the next year got pregnant for my soulmate on purpose. You see, Barney, we planned it. Your medical records in the strip club to now look embarrassing. And your father? Well, anyway, you're about to shrivel up and die inside. You called black women monkey and roaches. Now, one day people will call your daughters monkeys and roaches. Anyway, I used double the protection in every relationship until I was ready. See the difference between a hoe and the queen?
Wow. Still very lyricist-wise. I'm so glad you read that to me because, yeah, she kind of did eat her up. But well, I just want anyone to know that if you think that Nunu doesn't like you, that is how she talks shit about you. So that was a read. She went everywhere. I don't think there's anywhere left to go. You would think, you know, that was a long paragraph. We're done here. Nope. Cardi B went to ChatGPT and tweeted out
a lot of things. Child, she said five separate tweets.
Five separate tweets.
The first being, girl, it's your son's birthday. Why are you on Twitter dedicated essays to me? For the love of God.
I want everyone to know, no shade. Go to Chuck E. Cheese. That is shade. That is shade. I want everyone to know that is shade.
That little kid don't know his birthday. That little nigga, five.
That little kid is crazy, first of all, about it. About Nicki Minaj's son, her son.
Wait, bring that ass here. You talk about my father? My father ain't never been to jail a day in his life. Go get a detective and tell him to run them records. Don't put them dirty ass allegations from your bloodline on mine. Your daddy was a crackhead and your brother was raping his stepchild. You got medical records on me? Post them, bitch. You gonna leave me the fuck alone today. And let me tell you something. Let this be the last time you mention my kids before I spill the tea on yours while you talk about ABCs. You're going to leave me the fuck alone today. Ho, I'm sick of you, bitch. Like, damn, how you fucking press over an album you ain't got a hit in or mention in? Bitch, feelings hurt because I ain't pay her no attention. You haven't even cut your fucking kid cake. Oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock in L.A. and you must have took your first line of the day. When have I ever had a seizure? You're the one that went to the award show saying you ain't want to call 911 after you was shaken from that drug overdose. Talk about not missing. I'm standing right her.
Oh, and this is the last tweet. This is the last mention on both sides. The PR team said, can y'all stop?
It's crazy. Nicki Minaj actually just tweeted 3 hours ago. Insane. Definitely tap in if you're Team Cardi or Team Nicki, but either way, it's entertaining. I hope they keep going. But no violence, no drama, not for real. Because it's just petty stuff, right? And I think that this is
reality TV.
Right. It's just like reality TV, but online, which brings us to our conclusion of our hot topics. Wait till we read the headlines. We love you all. Thank you for sticking with us, listening. You can find me at Nudie Paris.
And you can find me on Wait Raffy. And you can definitely find me on Wait Raffy on YouTube, where you can find this episode. Thank you, everyone, for joining me.
Follow us every good time, Brent.
First of all, I am booked and busy this October. So make sure to check me out at Diosa, which is on 14th Street, Diosa 14th Street. I'll be there for Reggaeton Thursdays, October 9th, October 23rd. I'll also be doing Con Acento October 18th at JR's with Every Pleasure. I also have October 19th, I'll be reading the cold open to the horror script I'm writing at Nightmare on 8th Street. So I'm very excited about that. So that'll be October 19th. And then October 23rd, I'll be back at Reggaeton Thursdays. And then October 25th, we have Reggaeton Brunch. So it's going to be a great month. I'm super excited. Also, I'll also be at Metro Bar. I'll be at Metro Bar November 2nd for Gosa with DJ Molina. I'm very excited about this. So a lot of fun gigs.
And so fun. We're going to see Raffy everywhere. And I can't wait for y'all to see him. So make sure you follow him so you can keep up for the best DJ to this party. You can you can definitely find me. I'll be at the Coop at October 3rd for Taylor Swift Bingo. I'll be at JR's on October 11th for Taylor Swift, the Life of a Showgirl album release party. And I'll also be at Reggaeton Brunch. We'll see you next time for Wait Don't Do It! Thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to follow at Wait Raffy and at Nunu Paris for all updates, especially about Reggaeton Brunch and when you're going to party with us. We'll see you there. Mwah.